Welcome back, listeners of Channel 88.1 FM, KFHC Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA Storm Lake. Again, we thank you for setting your dials to that and taking the time to listen to our show, Faith in Action. I'm the host, Joanne Fox, and I got to give a shout out to Maria Lowe. What a delightful young woman, so clever, so creative, so faith-filled. Really appreciate her taking time from her schedule during the Siouxland Art Festival to not only create the Madonna of the streets, but to interact with individuals who walked by and said, "What's going on here?" And she was so patient and so gracious and so full of energy and enthusiasm. And then taking the time to interact with the young people who submitted artwork for our first ever Siouxland Catholic Radio Art Festival, juried art festival, which means we didn't just bring in artwork from students in grades 1 through 12. We had Amy Thompson from Art Sucks and three other individuals judge those. And so we had first, second, and third place winners and honorable mentions, and we had a curator's choice. And then we also opened up the entire festival to you listeners to come by and view the artwork and be humbled, much as I was, to see the talent in our young people and their devotion to the sacred art, which it was their vision of our Blessed Mother. Just wonderful, wonderful opportunity on so many different levels. And we can't, again, thank Maria enough for coming down and being a part of all of this. It was so clear from her reaction that she was having one heck of a good time. So, again, I want to give a shout-out to Maria, who took time to be interviewed for this program. And we're going to segue a bit because, of course, as you all well know, this show is very much about me and my two good friends, Lisa Niebuhr and Ann Reed. And we're in the studio now, and we're just going to have a conversation about the Siouxland Art Festival. And Lisa, you did quite a bit in reaching out to our students to encourage them to be part of the festival. So share with the listeners kind of how we went about telling others about the festival and the response.
Joanne, and to the community, thank you all for your incredible support. When we started working on the art festival, we pulled some information from our colleagues in Omaha, but we also turned to the Sioux City Art Center to see what works well for the Sioux City Art Center's juried youth art exhibit. And we then reached out to several different schools, including Remsen St. Mary's, Galen, St. Mike's South Sioux, and said, give us some feedback so we can be able, during the month of December, to make sure everything rolled out the 1st of January. I appreciate the many schools, the many priests, the deacons, etc., who allowed us to be able to come out and visit with them. Both the Sioux City and the South Sioux Optimist Clubs, as many of you know, they have art contests every year. And so just spending those times building relationships, getting to visit with people, thanks to the Diocese of Sioux City, the Archdiocese of Omaha, and the Catholic Diocese of Sioux Falls through their schools as well as their offices of evangelization for sharing it, also to the catechol leaders. And it was just really sharing with people, homeschoolers online, and getting that feedback and saying, it's a very simple process, 11 by 14. We did invite people to do ceramics, and I had one young lady say just recently, Lisa, where was the ceramics, the pottery, the 3D? So I'm hoping we'll have some. No photography, because that would limit the creativity. And I think that's the one piece I've heard time and time again is, thank you for no photography, because you could be able to see everything from Mary, and one of the pieces that stood out to me was, and to the adjudicators, was the young lady put, it all started because Mary said yes. And as I look back at the art festival, that's where I come back to, is those particular words. And to see the beautiful artwork from when we went into Holy Friday, and I apologize, I couldn't sit here just enjoying this beautiful artwork with Joanne and Ann and the adjudicators, and so we shared it, and it's just been incredible. I'm guessing, Ann Reed, did we have about 300 people that came in over the pledge drive, Joanne?
Yes.
Yeah, that's my estimate as well.
I was surprised we didn't get any people coming down on Saturday. I had several people say, Lisa, stay open later on Friday. Saturday was packed with many different activities, so next year we'll be open. I had a teacher from Bishop Heelan stop by Friday while Maria was playing upstairs on the organ. Sorry, I didn't record it for all of you to hear. But it was just incredible. Grandparents to come, parents to come, families of all ages. It was just incredible. I'm still awestruck.
And listeners, one of the things we did when we started talking about, the art festival is, okay, it's in conjunction with the pledge drive, and what should be our theme? And so we kind of came up with the Blessed Mother, because she is the model of the perfect communicator. I mean, she was the individual who said yes. And then, throughout Scripture, she speaks, and she is so articulate and so succinct. And there are so many different ways to portray Mary. And that's what we wanted to do. We didn't want to limit our artists in the portrayal, because for some, Mary resonates as the Immaculate Conception. We had several do that. Others, Mary resonates as the Mother of God. So we had some where Mary's holding baby Jesus. And it was just a wonderful variety of whatever these artists felt Mary touched them. And that was really wonderful and humbling to see how Mary touched these young people and how they chose to portray her. And I think I heard that from a number of people was, oh my gosh, here's a completely different way to look at Mary, our mother. And like you said, Lisa, it all started with Mary, and yet that was not something that came to mind until I saw that rendition. So maybe like others, I was very impressed with how the artists chose to portray Mary.
And Joanne, one of the feedbacks we've had from people who've been to art festivals is, why didn't we put like all the first graders together and all the second graders, or why all of the pencil drawings and charcoals, et cetera? And the reason why is there was so much creativity that if we just put first graders or charcoals or paintings together, you would have missed all of the different ways and the creativity and the ways that the kids learned and expressed their love for Mary. And so that, ladies and gentlemen, was intentional, because that gave you the opportunity to see the breadth and depth. And having that broad opportunity for kids to say, show your love and understanding for Mary, was perfect. And people continue to say that. Where do you start and where do you stop?
And I think, listeners, because this was a successful event that we put together, that certainly it will no longer be the first ever or inaugural event. Next year we will do it again, absolutely. So it will be the second annual Siouxland Catholic Radio Art Festival, juried art festival, because everybody indicated they would like us to do it again. And so we will be discerning over the next few months exactly what that is going to entail, how we're going to do it better, maybe differently. And we had so much input from people who just walked by and said, wow, this is really wonderful. We didn't have it in our studio. We had it in the lower level of St. Boniface Catholic Church. Our studio is adjacent to the church. So the lower level had all these tables with all these wonderful drawings and renditions and displays, and it was just a pleasure to walk around, and then you could kind of stop for a moment and digest what you were seeing. And then there were other people kind of at the same time walking around, and you'd kind of go, oh my gosh, what do you think of this? And oh my gosh, look at this. So there was a lot of energy surrounding the individuals walking around looking at the art. And that was infectious too.
And Joanne, that was especially noticeable during the South Sioux Chamber coffee. For weeks upon weeks, South Sioux Chamber has heard Lisa say, come to our art festival, come to our art festival, submit our art festival. And Christy Quinn said, wow, look at this. Isn't this neat? And for people who were getting tired of Lisa's 5 seconds of fame, as we call it at the chamber, and to be able to have that engagement, and for the optimists to say, oh, I love this, and parents and grandparents alike. We had one grandma that one South Sioux Chamber ambassador who brought her granddaughter to see it. It was truly infectious. And one person said to me, you know, what kind of supplies did the kids have? It was whatever their school and their parish. Or one young lady even created a picture at home with a sheet of paper and a pencil, and she won honorable mention. And so that was exciting. I promise you for next year, one of the opportunities for improvement is we're going to ask parents and kids for the information behind the artwork and include that, so that way you know that. Because when people were hearing the stories or we were learning stories from others, that made the enthusiasm and the excitement even be more dynamic.
I would agree with that, absolutely. The other thing I would like to see added is just a few sentences, especially just a few from the first graders. What was the inspiration for their art? Because again, Mary was depicted in so many different ways that is something I would be curious to know. Obviously, when you get up into the high school, they will be more articulate. But I think it helps for any artists to talk about the inspiration for what they just created, even if it's something as simple as, well, there's a picture of the Blessed Virgin Mary on the wall in our home, and I really liked it, or in Grandma's home, which might be more the case, and I really liked it, and so I just wanted to do that. Well, thank you, young first grader. You know, that is what we're interested in. So we have a lot of discussion to do about how we're going to take this to the next level next year. We had 180 entrants, and that was so gratifying. Honestly, listeners, we did not expect that many. When you do something first ever, you hope for the best but prepare for the worst, and we would have been pleased with any number of entrants. But 180, and Lisa, maybe you can share with the listeners where they all came from, which again was astonishing.
Joanne's so right. Ann and I, when art entries weren't coming in, and a couple of teachers said, I'm coming, Lisa. I sat there and said a special prayer and a special Hail Mary. And then Thursday and Friday, the people started coming in. A mom from Jackson, Nebraska. Sandra Hildreth from Calhoun County that we'd been talking to said her family was driving up. And so, listeners, we're going to take a quick break because Ann is grabbing her pencil and paper, and we will do thanks to our underwriters, and then we'll share with you where else all of these entries came from.
Well, stay tuned because we'll be right back. Well, listeners, welcome back. That was a short break, but, you know, it's all about me, and I needed a short break to take another sip of my coffee. And now we're back talking about the first ever Siouxland Catholic Radio Juried Art Festival. And I'm here in the studio with our executive producer of this show, Ann Reed. That was in lieu of a raise, Ann. I just gave you a brand new title.
Yay!
Yay! And Lisa Niebuhr, who's our listener relations director, and just both good buddies of mine. So as we alluded to, you know, in the first segment, great interview with Maria Lowe and her sacred art, and just a remarkable young woman. Listeners, you keep an eye out on her because she was gracious enough to come here. She's a young woman. She's going to go places. There is no doubt in my mind. She's faith-filled and talented, extremely talented.
And you put her on the map.
I think I might have. Yeah. And it was a pleasure just to talk to her, you know, because she's common sense and down to earth and humble, you know. It's like, it's nothing to do with me. It's all a God gift. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord, for putting her in our path and allowing us to bring her here. It was a God gift for us as well. So we talked about, you know, we had first, second, third place and honorable mention winners in the grades. We also had a curator's choice. And we also then had a viewer's choice. And listeners, you are hearing it here first.
Drum roll, please.
We got it. Drum roll. Oh, we just broke a table. We'll have to have a fundraiser. Anyway, Lisa, which artist is our viewer's choice?
Ladies and gentlemen, our viewer's choice came from a young man whose mother brought his artwork all the way in from Jackson, Nebraska on Friday. And we are really excited that Derek Stroot is our winner. And it was, yes, Lisa was counting and looking at the ballots every night because at first it was 1-1-1-1-1, and then it was getting more. And we had several there that it was like a three-way or four-way tie. And at the end, we had one viewer's choice award and three tied for second place. So congratulations to Derek and to all of the students, because when you have that many votes and three or four of them are tied consistently from Wednesday to Friday night, it was exciting and scary. And we had even a couple of grandparents come back multiple times because they made sure that every grandchild got a vote. So kudos to all of you kids for showcasing your artwork, and your grandparents were so proud.
And of course, you can go to our website and see all of the winners. But Lisa, maybe explain to the listeners how Derek portrayed Our Lady.
Derek portrayed Our Lady as the Ascension of Mary. And when he came for the South Sioux Chamber, he showed his four or five drawings. And he showed his first one, and he kind of liked it, but it wasn't good enough. He then did a second and a third and a fourth, and he liked it so much, and he was so worried that it needed to be its very best. We didn't ask for it to be framed, and he went and bought matting and double matted it, so it was exquisite. And since we knew we were going to have a viewer's choice. We wanted it in the calendar, and thanks to Derek, it is going to be in our calendar for next year, and we're also adding Joanne, the kids' birthdays, too.
Oh, excellent.
The kids, in fact, as you listen to one of the interviews, our first place winner in third grade said, when she was on the air with Steve and I, "Hi, I'm Valentina Munoz, and yes, I am the first place winner for third grade, which means my artwork will be featured in March, and my birthday is in March." And so we're going to add that also to the calendar, so don't be surprised if we change things up once again. And if the first grader's artwork isn't in January, it might be in a different month. You'll have to look to be able to see if it coincides with the child's birthday. So we need to find out when his birthday is too. And we hope that you will all enjoy the beautiful artwork. And yes, listeners, you can pick up your calendars in December. So that way you have it before the new year starts.
Yeah, and that was another thing we talked about, you know, is the time frame with the art festival was during our pledge drive. Well, we wanted our listeners and our supporters to be able to really appreciate the artwork later. Well, how does one do that? Well, perhaps we should do a calendar in which the artwork is shown in there. And so what a great memento. To put up on your wall or on your refrigerator is the month, so you can jot down your busy schedules and also appreciate the artwork. So, yes, those calendars will be available in December. And we are working again right now. As everybody knows, you have to work ahead. So jot that down. Grab a pencil, pen, piece of paper. Jot down. I need to pick up my calendar from Siouxland Catholic Radio that has the artwork in it. And, of course, we're all about listening here because we are radio, but we also have our website, SiouxlandCatholicRadio.com, where all of this information appears as well. But now we have segued into YouTube. So Lisa, let's chat about YouTube.
For those of you who watch the pledge drive over YouTube, you can be able to go to our website, click on the pledge drive, and see the events for day one, day two, day three. We also interviewed all of the students on the pledge drive. And as many of you know, Joanne was in a show over at West High. And so she said, Lisa, would you join Steve in interviewing the kids? And I want you, if you haven't done that, to be able to watch the YouTube channel. When you hear the kids' stories, I felt like I needed to put my dunce cap on and go back to kindergarten and begin with faith formation. And I'll pick on Addie Britt, a sophomore from Remsen St. Mary's. And it was incredible to hear from her how she took the three different images that she had of our Blessed Mother and created her piece of artwork. You could see it in the crown, the expression in Mary's face. You can see the detail in the rosary that she put in the Mary's hand. And I want you to tune in and to hear those stories. I want you to hear the story of Hannah Lee from Boone. Hannah is a fifth grader and visiting earlier today with her art instructor from Sacred Heart in Boone. She was sharing with me how Hannah had only been here in the United States for a couple years and how deep Hannah's faith was and how her uncle Wah brought her up here. And Hannah shared quite a bit with us, but it's just, you need to hear those stories. You need to hear the stories behind the Van Kunick family and how one of their artwork pieces was created and submitted because they were working on Fatima. I want you to meet these kids. I want you to learn and to feel confident that the future of the church is vibrant because these young men and women have a great faith, a great understanding of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and they brought their unique perspectives from Calhoun County, Boone, Hospers, Remsen, Lamar's, South Sioux, etc., and of course, our curator's choice. The story, to be able to share with you the poem of Mary's Garden of Tears, was just remarkable. And it's exciting to be able to present the curator's choice to Angela Gonzalez. And our art adjudicators, Joanne, were so enamored by the kids' artwork that during the reception and while we were on the air said, the kids are invited to come back for Art SUX for Kids on Saturdays. Because she equally wanted to grow their artistic talents, their creativity, their love of the faith, and to help them be able down the road to become an artist in whatever they chose to do.
And you know, listeners, it's so easy for all of us to kind of become jaded and cynical about what's going on in the world today and society and even the church. And so Anne made a real good point about the innocence that is reflected in the artwork of these students. And it is, it's a moment where you're just humbled and you think to yourself, there's hope. There's really hope. And Lisa alluded to it as well, is the whole idea of where is our faith at this moment. And these young people just exuded it in their artwork. And we are so pleased that we were able to bring this to our listeners and our supporters and just the Siouxland community. We were very blessed that for whatever reason, the media in this area just saw value. And we had just absolutely outstanding coverage from all of our media outlets. And again, I know they saw value in it. And listeners, you know as well as I do that most of our TV stations, radio stations, print media, they are short-staffed, and they really have to make decisions about what they're going to feature. And they chose us. We couldn't ask for better publicity. And I think that took it to a new level in which our non-Catholic brethren were enlightened about what we were doing here and maybe appreciated that at a different level. So a shout out to our friends in the journalism business.
And Joanne, a shout out to our legislators. A colleague from Randy Feenstra's office, I had reached out because I knew one of Senator Feenstra's colleagues had a relative in the festival. It was exciting to be able to see so many Colby DeWitt, wonderful man, see him all the time at Math, doing so many things, teaching us about history through his service to the state of Iowa as one of our legislators, and for him to come and to share and to support the kids in doing that. How many times can we say that the media, that our legislators, that the community all came together under one roof and said, congratulations, kids. There is great hope. There is great excitement. There is respect and kindnesses and a desire to be our very best. And so thank you all for coming. I'm still just speechless.
As I think all three of us are, because we hoped that it would resonate with individuals, and that's all you can do anytime you put together an event. And most of our listeners know this. Anytime, you just hope that it touches people in some way. And nobody here is an artist. You know, we all have other skills and talents, but we are not artists. And for us to kind of take our little toes and dip them in the pool and see the response, again, has been so gratifying. And I want to give a shout out to our listeners and supporters as well, because if not for you and coming through and telling us what resonated with you, you know, it's just us then kind of talking in circles about what works and what doesn't.
And Joanna, shout out to the city of Sioux City, Angela Wallace, Parks and Rec Department. Thank you for allowing Maria to be able to do her chalk artwork. That was a wonderful gift that they said, yes, we can do this. Run with it, Lisa, getting all of the paperwork taken care of. What a fabulous lady. So she deserves kudos too.
Absolutely. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, this was an event months in the making. And we just kept talking about it and getting input from our friends and individuals in the art community. And how can we put this together? Because, again, we are not artists, you know. We do different things, but that's not our forte. And everybody was so gracious in saying, this is what you need to do to make it successful. And then, of course, thank you to the students who saw value in what we were doing and said, I think I'd like to be part of this.
We have some schools and parishes, Joanne, like St. Mike's in South Sioux, Sacred Heart in Boone. The kids are going to get their artwork later here in May. I know Sacred Heart and Boone wants to do at special honors, and I don't quite know all the work Beth has got planned. And so they're going to be doing that, and she just shared that with me. I was excited that the Dakota Thurston County Fair said, we'd love to showcase. We've got artwork here at the fair. Do the kids want to do that? And so working with St. Mike's South Sioux, I invite the students to take this piece of art that they have created and this momentum and share it at their parishes, share it at their fairs, share it with others. In the words of one of my favorite songs, this little light of mine, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to let it shine, because as glorious as the sun is, you are equally as radiant.
Well, that wraps up another show. Listeners, again, thank you so very much for tuning in. We are really grateful. And so on behalf of my good friends here in the studio, Lisa Niebuhr and Ann Reed, I want to remind you that a faithful reaction can be good, but faith in action is so much better. Thank you for listening, and God bless.